to run after the pleasures of the senses is like running after a mirage. If there was actually happiness in the world, three things would have happened. Number one, if there is happiness in an object, everybody would get happiness from it. Number two, that happiness should always remain today, tomorrow, day after. Number three, everybody should get happiness to the same extent. If these three criteria are fulfilled, that means there is actually happiness. We have got these five senses, and the five senses are tugging at the mind. See this, hear this, taste this, touch this, smell this. The five senses and the mind. What is vairagya? You deny the senses and you deny the mind. The mind says this is pleasant. You say, no, I will deny it. Why deny it? Why should we deny the mind and the senses? This is making a fool of myself. To run after the pleasures of the senses is like running after a mirage. If there was actually happiness in the world, three things would have happened. Number one, whatever that object in which you say there is happiness, everybody would get happiness from it. Now check it out. Is there any object from which everybody says I get happiness? Take the rasgulla. You get happiness from it? Yes, Swami, lots. But there are people, you feed them rasgullas, they say I vomit out. People who have got lactose intolerance, they say, I vomit it out. So if there is happiness in a rasgulla, why is it one person is getting, one person is not getting? There was happiness there, everybody should have got. Second point, that happiness should always remain. That also doesn't happen. One boy and girl got married, having great expectations of happiness. Saathi jiyenge, saathi marenge. We will live happily ever after. We have found the goal of our life. Everything is all settled and fixed. Now after marriage, the wife came to the in-law's house, the bahu came, and she is received as Mahalakshmi. Her feet are placed on anaj, on grain, on rose petals. And the sas, the mother-in-law, does the aarti, and she also goes and presses the feet of her mother-in-law and her husband, etc. But after that, what happens? This is every house story. 1 month went by, and the sas, her eyebrow started twitching. 4 months went by, and the husband, his nose also started twitching. 4 years went by, and the husband said, Mem sahab, aap se kya vivah kiya, hamari to life barbaad ho gayi. I married you and ruined my life. See, these two on the first day, they were saying, saathi jiyenge, saathi marenge. In other words, if we get happiness anywhere, it doesn't remain. It just keeps on reducing and reducing and reducing and then finishes. Like the chewing gum, first it's very sweet, then less sweet, then less sweet, then you're detached. So then your classmate is not looking, you put it at his seat, let him sit on it. So if there is happiness anywhere, it should remain. But our own experience says it keeps on reducing, reducing. And the third point is, if there is happiness anywhere, everybody should experience it to the same extent. To the same extent. Let us say there's Ramdat and Vishnudat, two neighbors. Now Ramdat, he passed away. His wife saw, my husband has passed away. She is so shattered, she fainted out there. The son saw, my father is not alive any longer. He started crying, wailing, but he did not faint. Ramdat's friend came. He saw, oh, my Sakha is not alive. He also felt bad. Few tears coming out, some tears in acting. The servant came, Saab nahi hai. Servant also felt bad, but he did not cry. Theek hai, I'll get another job. Now this news went to the neighbor, Vishnudat. Vishnudat at that time was seeing the TV serial, Kaun Banega Karodpati. And his wife said, have you heard our neighbor Ramdat has become dear to God? Vishnudat did not take his eyes away from the serial. Really, that is very bad news. He had one child. Well, whatever God wants, he never felt bad at all. That Ramdat had a debtor who had taken 10 lakh rupees from him without anything in return. He came to know that Ramdat is no longer in the world. He said, really? Oh God, you are so merciful and kind on me. See, from one Ramdat, everybody is experiencing different happiness and distress. In the meantime, tragedy stuck, or good news came. That Ramdat had not died. The doctor had made a mistake. He came back alive. His wife, who had fainted and she had come back to consciousness, she saw, my husband is still here. Ooh, she was so happy again. She fainted, this time in happiness. That son who had been crying, he saw, my father's eyes are open and his mouth is open. He had been shedding hot tears. Those hot tears stopped and cold tears started coming out. The friend saw, he was also happy but less than the son. The servant saw, he was also happy but less than the friend. And this news again went to the neighbor. So the neighbor's wife said, suna hai, doctor ne galti kar di thi, our Ramdat is still alive. Vishnudat serial had not yet finished. He said, ye Bhagwan ne bahut badhiya kiya. But he did not feel any excitement there. Now this news went by SMS to the debtor. Debtor said, Bhagawan, tu hasane ke baad phir se rula deta hai. Now all the philosophers of California got together. Let's find out how much of happiness was there in Ramdat. They asked the wife. She said, Sola ane, 100%, my experience tells me. They asked the son. He said, no, only 75%. Mother is exaggerating. They asked the friend. He said, they both have given a hyperbole. It's only 50%. They asked the servant. He said, 25%. Saab mein itna hi sukh hai. They asked the neighbor, Vishnudat. He said, neither happiness nor distress. My own experience tells me there is more happiness in this Kaun Banega Karodpati. Now all the philosophers got together and they said, which of them is telling the truth? Fact is, all are telling the truth, what they experienced, they said. But the happiness was not in that Ramdat. The happiness was in their own thinking. They thought, my full self-interest will be satisfied. So in attaining, they got the maximum happiness. In separation, got the maximum pain. This happiness in distress, we are creating it by our own decision. It is not in the object. We are thinking it is in the object. If we decide there is no happiness in the world, we will not get any distress either. Attachment is created by our own mind. Just like the monkey. You know, how is the monkey trapped? And a narrow-necked bottle, they would put peanuts and fix the bottle in the ground. So the monkey would come and the hunter is standing behind the tree. The monkey looks around. Anybody here? Nobody here. So he straightens his hand and he puts it in. And then he catches the peanuts. Now, having made a fist, when he tries to take it out, it doesn't come out. So the monkey thinks, I'm caught. Chee, chee, chee. All he needs to do is open his hand and it will come out. But the monkey thinks somebody is catching me. He would remain there, the hunter would come and hit him on the head. So similarly, it is our own decision. There is happiness here, there is happiness there, that has created the attachment. If we can understand that if there was actually happiness, everybody would have got from that object. That happiness would have always remained. That happiness would be to the same extent to everyone. If it is not the case, means our decision is faulty. So keep this discrimination in the intellect and then remove the mind. You decide, I am not the body, I am the soul. And because I am the soul, my bliss is not in material things. My bliss is in God. So from that platform, you situate yourself. For example, if you take a fish out of the water and you say, let me give pleasure to the fish. All right, I will massage the fish in scented oils and I'll put it in a comforter and I'll open its mouth and give it hot coffee to drink. Now the poor fish cannot speak. If it could speak, it would say, I don't want any of this. If you want to give me happiness, throw me back in the water. That is where I'll get happiness. Similarly, we are not matter, we are divine souls. And no matter how much we try, material things will not give us happiness. The source of our happiness will come from the divine God. To have this understanding will lead to a higher vairagya.